Our expert on urban legends, Jan-Harald Brunvand, recently attended the annual meeting of the American Folklore Society in Albuquerque. Several papers presented there were about high-tech pranks.
Computers and computer problems have become part of our lives, and a growing body of folklore concerns things that computers have supposedly done to people. Besides the first-hand stories of bank computers lousing up our accounts or airline computers canceling our reservations, there are more elaborate stories that have sprung up, such as the descriptions of mystery glitches, annoying pranks that one person supposedly programs into someone else's computer. These stories often circulate among members of the subculture of computer specialists called hackers. A mystery glitch interrupts the victim's work, issues a demand, threat, or punishment, and then disappears. It embodies that great fear of all computer users, losing data. These stories are true urban legends because they are passed on in different variations, mostly by friends of friends, and seldom by anyone who has been a witness or a victim. Mystery glitches are supposed to be impossible to bypass or to remove from a system, which is highly unlikely. Some such glitches do in fact exist, but they've entered oral tradition far out of proportion to their actual occurrence. Different mystery glitches have been given a variety of names. One is the Trojan Horse, a program that appears to be user-friendly, but which in reality is secretly destroying data. Another frequently told variation is the Phantom Strikes. The unique feature of this glitch is that it pops out of nowhere, destroys some data, flashes a teasing statement like, "Catch me if you can," and then disappears. Then there's the 5-yard penalty, a glitch that links a message on the screen to the computer's printer. The message reads, "You have just been penalized 5 yards." And then your printer kicks in and spits out 5 yards of blank paper. One of the more frightening mystery glitches is known as the virus. In one version, the computer dials random telephone numbers until it reaches another computer's data tone. Then the program transmits a copy of itself to the second computer, signs off, and resumes dialing. The infected computer begins dialing for hookups, and supposedly the virus spreads until it takes over the entire phone system. The true hacker classic, as it has been called, is Cookie Monster, a mystery glitch for which different people claim authorship. Cookie Monster demands, "Want cookie, gimme cookie," or "Me want cookie." The operator should respond by typing in the word cookie. If an operator tries other keystrokes in an effort to escape, the monster may say, "Don't do that, monster not like that." Eventually, if the monster is not fed, it erases your work and disappears. One programmer told me that the original version of the prank was titled Cookie Bear. But it was, and I quote, "parameterized in such a way that at assembly time you could vary what it called itself and what it begged for." In plain English, this means that the programmer was able to insert any kind of character saying different things. My informant knew of one variation that had Richard Nixon on the screen demanding, "Want pardon." Some hackers delight in giving the monster extra lines in the dialogue, such as, "Thank you, yum, yum, yum." I've seen computer programs with such dialogue inserted in between commands. But just because such programs can be created and printed doesn't necessarily mean that they could also be hidden in another person's computer as a mystery glitch. What these printouts reveal is that much of the technical language used by hackers is so dry that it is understandable why they feel a need to relax at their work now and then and create folklore.
Jan-Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah.